Drug-Free Workplace Act, 1988. The manufacture, distribution, possession of controlled substance should be prohibited. Distribute and post posters including danger and consequences. A written policy that clearly states employer provides a drug-free workplace and that illegal substance abuse is not acceptable. Clarify what drugs are not acceptable and consequences for violation. Create a program to educate employees about the policy and communicate the dangers of drug abuse in the workplace. Occupational health. These include physical hazards that cause injuries and illnesses caused by extreme environmental conditions, ergonomic problems of poor workplace design, carpal tunnel syndrome, lumbar strain, tendonitis. Material safety data sheet. A form containing data regarding the properties of a particular substance that is prevalent at the workplace. Small Business Regulatory Enforcement Fairness Act of 1996, SBREFA. SBREFA gives small businesses more influence over the development of regulations, additional compliance assistance for federal rules, new mechanisms for addressing enforcement actions by agencies. There are 5 parts to SBREFA. Number 1, regulatory compliance simplification. Number 2, regulatory enforcement reforms. Number 3, equal access to Justice Act amendments. Number 4, Regulatory Flexibility Act amendments. Number 5, congressional review. Needlestick Safety and Prevention Act of 2000 protects employees with reasonably anticipated occupational exposure to blood or other potentially infectious materials. Sharp's Injury Log. Safer medical devices reduce employee exposure. HIV and AIDS employees protected under Americans with Disabilities Act. Hepatitis B transmitted through body fluids. Vaccine must be made available to exposed employees. Chemical health hazards. Make employees aware of material safety data sheets provided by the chemical manufacturer on how to prevent and treat an injury. Information on chemical ingredients, how it reacts to changes in temperature, explosive and flammable qualities, what materials it cannot be in contact with. Automobile Workers versus Johnson Controls, Inc. Lead exposure affects unborn fetus of pregnant women. Supreme Court said the parent must make the choice of not exposing themselves to lead. Employee assistance programs. Employee assistance programs. Assistance and resources dealing with personal issues that also affect work. Create program to curb issues that negatively affect job performance. Results can decrease turnover, absenteeism, workplace violence, increase satisfaction, productivity. Health and wellness program. Quality of life enhancement, health issues, reduce turnover, increase productivity, reduce medical bills. Chemical and substance abuse programs. Education, assistance, and testing. Abuse symptoms. Decline in work quality. Increased errors, accidents, unstable emotions and behavior. Worker compensation. Employers' financial liability when employee injuries occur. The fellow servant rule. Workers who are hurt by a coworker should blame the responsible coworker, not their employer. The doctrine of contributory negligence. More than one person has acted negligently to create an injury. Voluntary assumption of risk. Employee enters workplace knowing it is dangerous. Drug testing. Pre-employment drug test. Everyone applying must be given the same test. Decreases chances of hiring a drug abuser. Test for pre-promotion. Annual physicals to identify abusers. Reasonable suspicion. Obvious signs. Pattern of unsafe work behaviors. Random drug tests. Post-accident test. Was abuse a factor in accident? Treatment follow-up. Work-related stress. Work-related stress can manifest mentally, psychologically, physically, may lead to poor work performance or even injury, depression, anxiety, dissatisfaction, fatigue, tension, aggression, memory, concentration problems, burnout, long-term exhaustion and diminished interest. Implement stress management programs, coping skills, and social support. Safe workplace. Safe workplace. Free from risks of injury, minimize threats, proactive response plans, safety committees, reinforce safety standards, inform, educate, discuss safety training, analyze accidents to find trends and plan actions, inspection repeatedly, security, protection to employees from violence, theft, fire, etc. Safety plan, company policy, management support, contact details for individuals, reporting process, OSHA records, employee count process, medical and rescue plan. The General Duty Standard, Section 5. Workplace environment is free from recognized safety and health hazards that could potentially cause death or serious physical harm. Employees must comply with all OSHA rules, regulations, and standards. Each employee shall comply with occupational safety and health standards and all rules, regulations, and orders issued pursuant to this Act, which are applicable to his own actions and conduct. Personal Protective Equipment, 1910.132. Application. Protective equipment, including personal protective equipment for eyes, face, head, and extremities, protective clothing, respiratory devices, and protective shields and barriers, shall be provided, used, and maintained in a sanitary and reliable condition wherever it is necessary by reason of hazards or processes or environment, chemical hazards, radiological hazards, or mechanical irritants encountered in a manner capable of causing injury or impairment in the function of any part of the body through absorption, inhalation, or physical contact. Noise reduction when reached 85 decibels plus. Employee hearing loss of 10 decibels must be reported on OSHA Form 300. Emergency plan, organization response, escape plan, plant shutdown, alarms, fire prevention, fire extinguishers location, waste disposal, procedures to control the accumulation of flammable or combustible refuse. Workplace investigations. Human resources investigate accusations to protect company from liability. HR can assign third party to investigate, clear strategy to investigate, interview witnesses, ask specific questions, get documents, signed written statement, unbiased, conclude investigation and make judgment on facts, notify complainant of results and consequences, document and sign. Total rewards. Total rewards program supports mission of organization, culture, attracts, motivates, retain employees, equity, affordable, lawful and flexible. Direct compensation, salary, predetermined rate of pay and bonuses. Indirect compensation, benefits, insurance, and time off. Rewards market lead, the best and top pay compared to all other companies. Rewards market lag, company is behind other competitive companies' reward system. Market match, comparable or the same as other companies. Back wage penalties, can lead to employee lawsuit, most likely to involve unpaid overtime. Department of Labor investigates and issue up to $10,000 in fines. Statutory pay deductions, Social Security, Medicare, federal income tax, state income tax, unemployment insurance, disability.